Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening today. And I want to say a real thank you out for the individuals that do listen almost every week. I don't want to send any names out, but you know who you are. And we really appreciate your support. And, you know, thank you for listening. On today's show, I have Joyce Malachy. Good morning, Joyce.
Hi, Carol.
How are you today?
Good morning to you.
And Joyce, for those of you may not know, Joyce is our volunteer coordinator at Wayne Memorial Hospital, and April is National Volunteer Month. And so how long have you been at Wayne Memorial, Joyce?
Wow, I just finished my 20th year in starting a new decade with that.
Wonderful, yeah. Yes. And you and I go back way back, more than 20 years. Mm-hmm. Neighbors, friends, you know, besides coworkers.
4-H.
Yes, 4-H.
Plus
yes.
The 4-H.
With my children many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, thank you for everything that you do for Wayne Memorial. Really, your job is so important here, and you work with probably every single department at the hospital, as well as many, many community members as well. So can you tell us a little bit, as a volunteer coordinator, what is some of your job duties? And I know we only have 15 minutes, okay? So we may need to cut them down a little bit, but go ahead. Can you share?
Well, I do work with a lot of departments, and I've come to know and am comfortable going to all the departments that are here in the hospital, which I did not start out doing. Had to find my way through the hospital and people who work here, and there are people who work here still. And they worked here years before I came, but I've come to know a lot of people, and I don't think it was until about the year 15 or so that I realized how comfortable I was being able to walk through the hospital and mm-hmm. acknowledging that, oh, good morning, doctor, and greeting everybody and knowing who I was greeting, and that was important to me, or finding my way around the hospital only to learn that they were going to expand it, you know, and so I do work with all the departments in some fashion, and I invite them always to let me know if they need a volunteer. Those things have changed over the years because of technology is what I tell individuals who come to orientation, but technology has changed the storage of materials, the way that they're used, and that impacted a lot of volunteers because they would do some of that, and I'll say grunt work for lack of knowing, paperwork that they would do to get things in place and in order for the departments. So things have changed, and COVID changed a mm-hmm. big
right.
deal because it, you know, when COVID started, we never asked a volunteer not to come. But we lost all our volunteers, except for one. And it was only a couple weeks after, maybe even a couple months after that everybody disappeared, that I happened to be in the kitchen of the hospital, and in the corner was a volunteer. And I said, what are you doing here? And they said, I've been here all along. But she knew the risks. She knew she wasn't with patients. She was, you know, doing the safety precautions that we all were.
Right.
And felt safe in coming. And she stayed and still is here.
Oh, that is wonderful.
But everybody else kind of left, save her and mm-hmm. most of my hospice volunteers. So I had hospice volunteers who were still willing to go into homes and mm-hmm. visit patients and help them in some way that they needed a volunteer. And so I've covered a lot of different avenues of how volunteers have helped here.
Right.
And that's a big deal because mm-hmm. I've recently, the last couple years, invited some to come back to the hospital in various ways, but it had changed, but hadn't gone to a place where they were feeling like they were doing much.
Okay.
Because
mm-hmm.
they weren't able to go to patients' rooms. They did some directional wayfinding things with patients, but most recently, at the beginning of the year, urology started here in the hospital. And with that department came a lot of people who were from outside of the area and needed to find their way to the urology department. Mm-hmm. And there are some other things that other places that needed wayfinding also. And I invited a couple volunteers to come back to do something of that nature. And they were so excited. And just today, actually just, I think on Wednesday, I won't acknowledge today because it's Sunday, but just this past week, I had somebody who kind of rounded out my Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday as escorts to help people find their way to any number of departments, urology, physicians, specialty clinic,
radiology,
right? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Many different places. Of
yeah. Wound care.
Right.
Inpatient rehab. Mm-hmm. Wherever they needed wayfinding, the escort is there.
Right.
During the bulk of a day, right. Monday through Friday.
And so that would be maybe one of that volunteer's responsibility, right? If mm-hmm. they mm-hmm. you know, or if someone in the community is interested, that yes. could be an opportunity, correct?
That is. Yep, that's
And then
true.
You also mentioned hospice. Hospice is another big mm-hmm. program that you oversee in the lines of volunteers. Mm-hmm. I know you just wrapped up a volunteer training, right, for your hospice.
We did. Mm-hmm. This past week we finished our clergy panel mm-hmm. for hospice, and we have 6 new volunteers for hospice. If they all stay with us, they have the opportunity to go through the training mm-hmm. and then tell me, is this for them or not? Because right. we've had individuals who have done the training and they tell me after, you know, like, I just don't know that I'm ready to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's okay because, you know, they've learned something that maybe they can take home and share with their family or right. maybe help a family member or a friend with. Mm-hmm. So it's a great education for them.
Right.
It is generally a 2-day training on a weekend, and hospice volunteers, because we don't have an inpatient unit for them, it is they are people who are in their homes or in a long-term care facility who are on hospice, and if the family so desires somebody to come in and help in some way, mm-hmm. My volunteers are the ones that I call on. And I have now, with these 6, about 30 individuals from Wayne and Pike and Susquehanna counties. Lackawanna, I had somebody this past time who was from Carbondale.
Right.
So it's making, where our fingers are getting mm-hmm. out there to places where we serve people.
That's exactly. I wanted you to make sure you mentioned that those are our service areas. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we can go out to and actually help families and individuals that may need that mm-hmm. service of hospice. And I will give you a shout out to your hospice volunteers. They were just wonderful when my mom, you know, when we had my mom in hospice, and how wonderful it was just to have my mom have that visit mm-hmm. from the volunteer, and also from the clerical part mm-hmm. of it as well. Mm-hmm. Which, so thank you very much yeah. for providing that service to our community. Another thing you participate, it's not so much where we have volunteers, but the Project Search, right? If you have just can say a couple of minutes about that program
sure.
at the hospital.
So Project Search is a program that I was asked to be involved in 6 years ago, and it's a national program for students who are between, I'm going to say, 18 to 21, who have developmental disabilities, intellectual disabilities, and they're welcome to come to the hospital to spend their last year of high school, but they're not in classes, the conventional classes. They have classroom time here at the hospital, but then they spend time in various departments, like 10-week sessions in mm-hmm. hopefully 3 different departments to learn employability skills and good work habits, getting to feel comfortable in the hospital, getting to feel comfortable around strangers, knowing what they need to do to make themselves employable. And the instructor and the skills trainer help in many, many areas, including helping them to find a job after this year is over.
Right.
So we've had like 5 or 6 individuals over the last 5 years, mm-hmm. 6 years to do that.
Right. Yeah. Right. That, I mean, again, and so you help oversee that and get that coordinated. So again, thank you for that. That is awesome. And, you know, the hospital also has a lot of boards, right? Although, I mean, I know you don't handpick those volunteers, but all our board members, correct, at the hospital are volunteers.
That's my understanding. Yes. They're all mm-hmm. volunteers who come willingly to help steer and guide the not-for-profit organization mm-hmm. that we have here. And I've always likened them to somebody who is historical, who likes to read, who is a futuristic person, and they can look back at what we've done to mm-hmm. see why we are where we are, and forward to see where we need to go in order to stay progressive here for the community.
Right. So we want to definitely give a shout out to all our board members mm-hmm. At Wayne Memorial Hospital.
And that would be about 60 people.
Right. Right, yeah. that come from the community mm-hmm. and volunteer their time to, you know, do all of that stuff. And then also the Wayne Memorial Hospital Auxiliary. Again, you're a member, I'm a member, right?
Yep.
But they often look for volunteers. So mm-hmm. maybe there may not be an opportunity directly in the hospital under kind of your umbrella, but there is other opportunities that would also kind of help, benefit the hospital, like the Wayne Memorial Auxiliary, correct?
Right. So we have about 150 people who are members of the auxiliary, and they do, they actually do projects in the hospital. They run the gift shop in the hospital, and some of their sales they have throughout the year are handled right in the hospital. They're starting to use the concourse because it's right there in the front of the hospital. It's a nice, bright, sunny area where anybody can walk into and out of, as mm-hmm. opposed to try to find their way to an event. And there are some good ones coming up this year. But other than that, we have the community thrift shops here in Honesdale, in Holly also, the other shop, and the other shop too. They too have used Project Search individuals as volunteers there to learn retail. Mm-hmm. So that's where we really incorporate a lot of different things here at the hospital.
And like we talked about earlier, you make that connection with a lot of different aspects of the hospital and the community as well, under your position.
Yep. I do know a lot of what's going on. If I can only keep it all straight.
You do. And if not, you call someone and be like, okay, Carol, what are we going to talk about tonight?
I do that.
And I do the same for you. I'm like, okay, Joyce, I need your help. Well, because we use your volunteers in our department as mm-hmm. well. We have our food prescription program. So, the Wayne Memorial volunteers come and they help mm-hmm. pack the food bags when we need to have them for our clients in the program.
Yeah.
So it is really, really great.
And
so,
if I could say one more thing about the auxiliary,
yes.
is over the last years that I've been here, for 20 years, they have raised probably close to $2 million that they've given to the hospital for various projects mm-hmm. that help the hospital.
Right.
And for a small area like this, that's an outstanding, mm-hmm. really, really highlight for them to be able to do that. I think it shows a lot of support from the community.
Oh, no doubt about it. Now, if anyone is listening and they maybe caught some of the show and not all of the show, but they have questions about volunteering overall, mm-hmm. can they give you a call?
Of course they can. And they can call me at 570-253-8737. Mm-hmm. And I can help them with that. Or they can email me at Malicky, M-A-L-I-C-K-Y, at WMH.org.
Yes, and that's easy because you're the only Malicky
here,
right?
I'm the only
right?
one here. Yep.
right
yep.
now, if right. not, they, you know, but it's an easy email and phone number, and you're always welcome to give me a call because I have Joyce on speed dial, so.
I think it's likewise.
Yes. So, any last shout out or things you want to talk about?
So, you have volunteers besides using them for the food.
Mm-hmm.
What did you call it?
The food prescription program.
Prescription program. You also use volunteers in your office, and they've helped you most recently with the Women's Only Symposium that's coming up soon. And I'm attending that this year as a
participant.
I've been uh-huh. a person there to identify, to shout out for volunteers, but this year I want to go and enjoy myself in that end.
And I'm so glad, and thank you for mentioning that. Yes, we have our Women's Only Luncheon symposium coming up on Friday, May 3rd. It's at Lodore Lodge from 8 to 2 p.m. There is a fee, but we have a great, great program, great presenters this year. So if you want more information about that, registration still open, you can give me a call at 570-253-8422. So Joyce, can you believe it? Our time is up.
So we just started, Carol.
I know. We could talk for hours. We really can. So Joyce, I want to thank you so much, you know, talking about the volunteer program here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. And again, thank you for all you do. And a shout out to all your volunteers and anyone in our community that volunteers. How important and precious your time is that you give back to our community.
Yes,
correct?
Like making blankets and pillows for our patients. I didn't even mention that.
Right.
We have great groups of people who do that all year long.
Right, and get back to the hospital. You may not see them in the hospital or in someone's, but they do it at home, and they bring their their, you know, talents to the hospital, like making blankets and stuff like that.
Time and resources.
Right. Right. So again, thank you to everyone out there who volunteers. And thank you, Joyce, for joining the show today.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.